And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
My name's John Ronson. I'm the author of The Many Stoic Goats and Lost at Sea and Frank and The Psychopath Test. And my dangerous idea is, do psychopaths rule the world? And actually, it's not my idea. It's an idea shared by leading psychologists and psychiatrists across the world. They all said the same thing to me, that psychopathy is such a powerful brain anomaly that it's remoulded society all wrong, because capitalism, at its most remorseless, rewards psychopathic character traits. If you look at the psychopath checklist designed by a man called Robert Hare, the items on the checklist are items that don't only identify psychopaths, but identify successful business people. So there's lack of remorse, lack of empathy, cunning, manipulative, grandiose sense of self-worth, glibness, superficial charm. These things propel you to the top. And according to Hare, 1% of the general public is a psychopath, but that rises to 4% of CEOs and business leaders. And the brain anomaly is so powerful that it spreads way beyond the 4%. The ripples go everywhere. They go throughout the business. And then the business competitors have to act more psychopathically to keep up. When I was writing my book, The Psychopath Test, I'd started writing to famously ruthless business people. I wrote to Bernie Madoff and I said, can I come and interview you in prison to find out if you're a psychopath? And he didn't write back. So then I wrote to Chainsaw Al Dunlap, the famous asset stripper from the 90s, who would go into a failing business and shut down 30% of the workforce and turn towns into ghost towns across the American South. I went to see him and I convinced him to let me go through the psychopath checklist with him. So item one was grandiose sense of self-worth, which would have been hard for him to deny because he was standing underneath a giant oil painting of himself. His house was filled with oil paintings of him and his wife, Judy, and his German shepherd dogs. And he said, well, you got to believe in you. So he said yes to a great many of the traits on the checklist. But I would say this. It's a very compelling theory that psychopaths rule the world. However, the day that I was with Al Dunlap, every time he said something to me that wasn't psychopathic, I thought, well, I won't put that in my book. So he said no to juvenile delinquency. He said he got accepted into West Point and they don't let delinquents in West Point. I thought, well, that's fine. I won't put that in my book. And I realised actually that becoming this seasoned psychopath spotter had turned me a little bit psychopathic, and that I was desperate to label him, desperate to reduce him to these diagnostic labels. And I realised that not only do psychopaths rule the world, but it's kind of psychopathic to start reducing everybody to some medical diagnosis.
That's John Ronson's dangerous idea. He's the author of The Psychopath Test. For more dangerous ideas, check our website, ttbook.org.